The Gary Sharp Show. Mailbag presented by Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill. Home of the Big O Pizza and Char Buffed Wings.
Welcome back to the Stormfront. One second here, George. Ma'am, what's your shirt say? Oh, that's awesome. That is great. I can say it. What's your first name? Liz? All right, so Liz is in here. Are you a teacher? You got kids here today? Okay. She's here with her stepdad. She's got a great shirt on. The only reason I asked about your shirt because I kicking, I thought, said something else. So I just wanted to see your shirt. That wasn't uncomfortable or anything, right? You're kicking me Smalls. Now you're going to call your soon-to-be-born Smalls? Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Well, okay, congratulations. We used to have our promotions director was named Smalls. That would have been a great shirt to wear around him.
Oh, that would
I would
great.
Not ask for your shirt because that would be highly uncomfortable. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? If you want to leave that shirt, you can have any shirt in here you want. Yeah, just tell him you know Marty. Yeah, thank you. Congratulations. That went a little bit different. I thought the shirt said F, not K. So I wanted to see the shirt because I was like, whoa, it's like field trip day here. But, yeah, she's pregnant, and she has You're Kicking Me Smalls. That is a fantastic shirt. All right, sorry about that. That's what happens.
All good, Gary.
They leave me by myself. Like, all the kids were in here. I was, like, holding court with kids, you know, telling stories. It was like Uncle Gary telling them what to do and not to do to succeed in life. And their parents were like, oh, my God, usher these kids out of here quickly. And then, like, the game started, and everybody left. So there's all the kids that are out in the stands now singing SpongeBob SquarePants. Which I think is a fantastic. If it's any field trip day and you're at a ballpark, you should play the theme to that song and hear what kids say. Like they sing along, and then the like people get really annoyed by it. So I'm like alone here. So now when I see somebody wearing a shirt like that from before, I'm like, I gotta look at the shirt.
Gary, it took me a minute to figure out that she was pregnant.
Well,
you're kicking me small, so I was like, oh, Union Omaha's got some gear. I like that. And then I realized that she was pregnant.
Thankfully. That would have been, okay, now she's out of distance. That would have been quite, That would have been quite awkward.
Just a little bit.
But I let her tell me.
Exactly.
She was pregnant.
No, you handled that perfectly.
Yes. Okay. It's a great shirt. I should take it. And then it really would have got uncomfortable. I said, hey, can I take a picture of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is right. Well, so good.
That's what happens when we're on live here. And I don't want to talk real loud because people like are closely paying attention to what I'm saying. I don't want to influence the kids. So we'll turn this back up here. All right, time for the mailbag. That's a great start to the mailbag, by the way.
I know, right?
Yeah. Chris, the shirt is really, it's unique. I've never seen that before. I thought that was a great idea. But it would be even better if they had already named their kid Smalls.
That would have been great.
But then it would have added the question of, do you know our former promotions director and how well do you know him? All right, mailbag time. Brought to you by Oscar's Pizza and Wings. Your opportunity to win a gift card to some great food and atmosphere at 173rd and Center, or their takeout location at 162nd and Maple. People just think I'm just like, you know, going for Oscar's. I am legit in telling you, I am a customer.
Same.
The 162nd Maple location is nonstop busy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've never stopped to pick up a pie there. Our wings, and they're not busy. And that is fantastic for all of you that live in that part of Omaha that can get there because they love their customers. You got two locations, carry out 162nd of Maple and dine in at 173rd and Center. The best question in the mailbag will win a gift card to Oscar's Pizza and Wings. As we do every week, this may morph into, are we looking at a two-segment mailbag?
If you would like a two, yeah, I got two. I got enough for two. Yeah, we can do two today.
Wow, I was just told something here by somebody that would know.
Uh-huh.
You know what the penalty is for false pregnancy accusation? Not good. I did that once. Won't ever assume a pregnancy again.
What's the penalty?
Just say it's probably not good.
Oh, yeah, probably not. Oh, wow.
I did my homework before. I just wanted to see the shirt because I thought it said, "You're effing me, Smalls." And I'm like, whoa. That's a little harsh on a field trip day. And then I asked if she was a teacher. All right. So congratulations to Liz. It's her first. And that's there she's got go. A great personality because that is a fantastic shirt. All right. So we'll have a two-segment mailbag. Really anything goes. Basically, that's what the 4 hours every day we do is anything goes. But then we have a mailbag, kind of our halftime. It's the midpoint of the week. Plus, we have music. And this week, we are accompanied by...
Mr. Damian Priest, his music. You'll know Damian Priest. He's the guy that teamed up with Bad Bunny at WrestleMania. He's on a really good run right now. So shout out to Damian Priest. Yeah, he's often known as that other guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, some of us have a fairly like popular brothers.
Yeah.
And we're just known as the other brother. Like your name is Cooper Manning.
Yeah, I'm the other one. I love that.
By the way, Bad Bunny is on a nice little run here.
Isn't he?
After his performance at WrestleMania, there might not be anything that Bad Bunny can't do. Do you know that he's only 27?
No, I didn't know that. He looks like he's 36.
Man, he's 27, and the Puerto Rican is becoming a megastar.
Wow.
All right, again, George will select a winner of all the entries into the mailbag, and you will win a gift card to Oscar's Pizza and Wings. Open up the mailbag.
You've got mail.
I'm going to get this out of the way. This question's from Joe. Joe said, love the show, guys. George, when are you going to realize that Aaron Rodgers is gone from Green Bay?
That's a great way to start the mailbag.
Yeah.
When are you, George?
When he gets on that plane, because I didn't believe Brett Favre won until he actually got on a plane to go to New York to be a Jet. So until I see the plane, because, you know, let's be honest, all these talking head shows here in the studio, all they're talking about is the same thing they've been talking about for the past week, and it's the same headline about Aaron Rodgers and him not wanting to be with the team. I'm over all of it. Let's hear from Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to believe that he's leaving Green Bay until I hear it from him, until I see it. It's not happening. And all of these other rumors and all that stuff, baloney. Absolutely baloney.
We talked about it yesterday. I think this has gotten just so – there's so many now layers to this.
Yeah.
It's tough to figure out what is true and what is not true, that he has to – at least say something publicly. Something. Even if it is, he says something and we go, P.S. Because it has gone to a whole nother level. And I know I'm being very cautious with you because you are a diehard Packer fan that loves Aaron Rodgers.
I appreciate you.
I'm not trying to ruin your day or anything like that. But his goodwill is starting to, I think, chip away a little bit. People are saying, hey, Aaron, you had me. I understand. I get it. Then you've lost me. There was a minor league baseball game in Wisconsin last night, and it's not very far from Green Bay. Mm-hmm. He does one of his in-state promotions and one of his endorsements. They aired it on the video board, and he got booed. I mean, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers getting booed in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That should not be happening. So I think he needs to come out and at least say something, even if it is just hot air.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he does because people are exhausted almost. It's been a week. I can't even imagine you being a Packer fan, everybody else. This is exhausting.
It is.
I mean, that's my guy. And here's the thing about the Packers. Aaron Rodgers actually would probably like some of the draft that they just had. And if I'm doing a power poll of the teams post-free agency, post-draft, I firmly believe that nothing has changed in 1 and 2 in the NFL. The Chiefs and the Buccaneers are still the two top teams, off-season and what they did in the draft. The Packers are in the top five. Top five, or at least you can convince me top seven.
Okay.
So, they They got a good roster coming back. I mean, they were on the cusp of going to the Super Bowl. And look how one guy could change everything in Green Bay. I think the Packers aren't willing to move this further down the road because they don't believe in Jordan Love. Jordan Love's not ready.
Nope. It is exhausting, though, Gary. I can't even.
That's all there is to it. That's it. And that's that.
Do you sleep at night?
Yeah, because I don't have these talking head shows on. And God bless the NBA.
You've got mail.
Nice transition.
Yeah. It's really getting me through it. This one, I love this question. And this was sent 6 days in advance. shout out to Tanner. He said he'd forget it if he didn't send it in. But he says, if in college you could keep, re-sign, and draft players like the pros, who would Nebraska's franchise players be right now? Keep in mind, most NFL franchise players can play for 5 to 20 years. So if college became the pros, you can re-sign and draft players like the pros, who would Nebraska's franchise players be right now?
So these have to be guys that are in shape enough to play. I mean, we're not going back to Tom Novak, right?
Right.
First two guys, Levante David would be my number one guy. Mm-hmm. Levante David, and then I would continue to sign Sue. And we're talking about guys that can play, mm-hmm. that are playing right now. I'll give you two guys. I would go Andy Janovich, Nick Gates, and even at the end of his career, I would throw in Rex Burkhead.
Oh. Oh, that's good. That's a good one. So let's take the current roster. Is there anybody on the current roster that you would keep and you would consider a franchise player?
Cam Taylor-Britt, Austin Allen.
Boom. There it is.
That's all there is to it. That's it. And that's that.
So one quick note on Cam Taylor-Britt, who he's the number one draft pick. If you're holding a draft of the players in this program, he's the number one player in your program. He is somebody that, Wandale Robinson was the face of the program. Cam Taylor-Britt has said, okay, thank you. I'll be the face of the program. And it coincides with his personality, and he's a really, really good player. He is featured in the latest release from the Husker social media account, the football account that has been doing now 5 episodes of Through Our Eyes. It's really good. He's somebody that's got a great personality, and he's become so comfortable. He spoke after the game in front of the media, and he gets it. He gets it. I mean, he understands what he has to do now and what he has to do for the future. He'd be the guy that I would immediately franchise and keep on this roster for as long as possible.
Good pick.
You've got mail.
That's a good pick.
because here's another thing. I'm going to tie this all into what I was talking about before the top of the hour about it only takes one.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Taylor-Britt is somebody, and Wandale Robinson was like this, but Nebraska didn't hold up their end of the bargain with Wandale Robinson, where he could just play the position that would have been best for him and would have been best for the program. They were forced to play him at running back, and now we know what the end game was there. But in terms of Cam Taylor-Britt, what a great opportunity this year. You have one of the best cornerbacks in the Big Ten. He's a guy, along with Austin Allen, that I suggested would be candidates in May for any postseason All-Big Ten team. But you have a guy that is willing to do everything. He's already going to be involved in special teams. He's hardly going to come off the field. Why not find ways to use him a couple of plays a game on offense?
Mm.
Find a way to use him. And you know what? And then find a way to sell Cam Taylor-Britt to recruits. If you are committed to it and you believe in it, and there's no doubt that he could do it and play offense, defense, special teams, why not do it and sell that to a recruit of somebody that's going, man, I don't see myself just as a wide receiver. I'd like to be more involved. And they say, you know what? We have a blueprint for it. You could be the next Cam Taylor-Britt. That's where we are in recruiting, is you can be the next blank. I don't think they're going on the road going, hey, you could be the next Brendan Hymus. You know, they wanted to go on the road and say, hey, you can be the next Adrian Martinez. You can be the next Wandale Robinson. Well, if Cam Taylor-Britt has the kind of year that he has, and him and Martinez and Allen, this is it for them, and they move on, you know, you can say, hey, you could be the next Cam Taylor-Britt. And I think looking at some of the recruits that they got last year and that they are after now, they may be selling that. But they haven't been able to have that guy. CTB is the guy. But that's a good question. That's a good question on the former and current. But that he would be my number one guy off the current roster to sign and keep here for a long time.
You've got mail.
Yeah, that was a good question. I'm glad he said it when he did because he didn't have to forget it. This one's coming from Evan. He says, great show, guys. I got a couple questions for you guys. You watch a lot of sports, especially with it being in the NBA season and MLB season. But is there anything right now that you're watching outside of live sports? Also, if there is, how do you find the time? Well, Evan, I wish I had more time. Let's be honest. There are stuff that I'm watching outside of sports. Like The Circle on Netflix. Gary, it's a fantastic show.
I've heard that.
Yeah. The challenge is wrapping up, so I'm not even going to include that. On Sundays, I watch The Equalizer at 7 when they actually have new episodes on. That's about it, though. But how do I find time? Let's be honest. I don't go to bed till like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I need something to do after all of the sports are off.
I haven't. So the only thing I really watch live is sports. Everything else I record and watch at a later date. I mean, fortunately, I got a DVR that has lots of capacity because I am way behind on stuff. I got into Big Sky, which is an ABC show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I really like it. And I watched it through the first half of the season, and then I haven't watched it again, so I've tried to avoid any spoiler alert. But outside of sports, there's not a lot of stuff I'm watching live. I'm going to match you on The Circle. Check out Zero on Netflix.
Zero?
Yes.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm. It's very well written. It's got really good characters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give it away because I think you'll really like it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, no, I got you.
But it's a teenager, and he thinks he's invincible, and he goes into a criminal quest to rule his neighborhood.
Ooh. Okay, this is intriguing.
No. But I think like a lot of other people, when I sit down to watch something, I've got to watch it all.
Same. That's why it's easy for me to get through The Circle, because I can just go straight through it and be like, oh, wow, that was good, and then just wait another year for the next season. I have to watch it all.
But I also, I mean, I can't sit still, so that also hurts me.
I'm with you. I am with you.
That's all there is to it. That's it, and that's that.
You've got mail.
To Toby on Twitter, yes, I am mad, bro. The Aaron Rodgers stuff.
Hey, Gary, would you, if Aaron Rodgers forces his way out of Green Bay, will you let us burn your Aaron Rodgers jersey?
I will strongly consider it. Strongly
consider
it. Wow.
That is quite the change.
Yeah. Because, my Super Bowl one is Donald Driver. So, yeah, I will strongly consider that. You guys have
videotaped. Maybe we can invite Terry Bradshaw, who does not like Aaron Rodgers, who has really made it personal. I'm wondering if Bradshaw wanted to interview Terry Rodgers or interview Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That'd be wild if he wanted to interview Terry Rodgers, Johnny Rodgers' son. And something didn't happen because he doubled down again yesterday. He has more to say about him. And now he's into not only critiquing his personality, he's talking about his football acumen. There's past history there that Bradshaw is teeing off on Aaron Rodgers.
Maybe
it's not a good look. But as we discussed in depth yesterday, it might be to a point with Terry Bradshaw that a lot of people don't really listen to what he says.
Hmm.
He may have used up some of his goodwill in terms of critiquing or discussing quarterbacks.
Maybe he's still salty about 2010 when Aaron Rodgers beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl.
I love you because you know what? You did not hesitate to go off with him shade on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, that one was teed up for you.
It was laid right there on the platter. I had to take it.
That's all there is to it. That's it. And that's that.
You've got mail.
I got one more for this part of the mailbag. The Akron game, Gary. If that game doesn't get canceled, where's Nebraska today?
They are... I don't know. There's some thing. So it's all about momentum. If they play that game, they win, then you have Colorado probably win that football game. Then they're a little bit further down the road. Even if Martinez still gets hurt in the Colorado game, you have to play a bunch against Troy. Even though it was a really good Troy team, you have a chance to be 3-0. There's still some things that probably would still ail Nebraska. I don't know. That's a really good question. They probably would have found a way. They probably would have gotten to a bowl game the first year, which pushes anybody that is vehemently against this hire and this working out a year down the road. I don't know. I think there's some football stuff that happens on Saturday in coaching the game that are still an issue, whether you would have started that year 3-0 or not. But maybe it's okay that you didn't start the year 3-0. You didn't start your career here because it would have masked some deficiencies. Now, any deficiencies that you have in developing your program or in terms of being organized, disciplined, those are out there. I mean, that's an open wound right now that you have to fix that possibly if you were winning, you could have covered up, but at some point would have reared its ugly head. But this is all about momentum, and you know it's a good question because that is the only time in 3 years, and it was at the end of the season that you picked up momentum. Could you have sustained momentum throughout? You would have probably, you would have had a good shot to be 3-0. Would have gone to Michigan. That was not going to go well. But then would you have been better prepared to play Purdue? That by the time you got to Ohio State at the start of November, you already had enough wins for a bowl game.
That's all there is to it. That's it, and that's that.
That's part one of the mailbag.
Bam! Part two from Werner Park coming up next. Here's we got a little thing here going on, George.
Oh, okay.
So we not only have young kids that are here on field trip day at Werner Park, we have what I would think are 7th, 8th graders. They might be from, like, opposite schools, but it is the awkward right now, either over by the T-shirts or the hats of... You have a collection of girls who are awful giddy, and then you have some boys that would like to come over here and talk to the girls. I feel like I should be a mediator, or I should be a parent and send everybody back to their seats and their respective schools.
I was about to say, are you going to help facilitate this?
But I can see it. Like these, you know, 7th, 8th grade boys, they really want to go over and talk to this group of girls, and the girls want them to come over and talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
All right here in the Stormfront. Who would have thunk it? I mean, baseball brings people together. That's what they say.
Wow, that's so good.
That could be a marketing line. All right, part two of the mailbag's coming up next. We're live from Werner Park. We still have tickets for tomorrow's game. It's a Thirsty Thursday. And they're actual seats, too. Because of the protocols, a lot are GA tickets. These are actual seats. So we have those. If you would like to pick them up, come through the Sarpy County Tourism Office. And we will deliver those to you. We're inside of the Stormfront, the team store at Werner Park. It is day two of the minor league baseball season in 2021. It only took 610 days to get to last night. It was great to be back, and it's great to be back with the Storm Chasers here on 1620 The Zone.